everybody, and welcome to Take Two Radio. Unfortunately, I can't come up with a zombified voice. I will leave that for my co-host, David. David, do you have a zombified voice that you can come up with?
Oh, let me see. Give me about 10 minutes.
By then, it's going to be too late, mister.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everybody's ready for a great show and another phenomenal web series that's in the making. And we're going to be speaking with Brian Beacock. He's the creator of the award-winning series McCracken Live, which I'm telling you, you got to watch it. You will die laughing.
I hear you.
Yeah. And also, he's now the creator and writer of another series called Acting Dead. And joining Brian is going to be Susan Bernhard, who is the creator of another award-winning series, Misbehave. And Susan is the producer of Acting Dead. And I do believe we may have our guests on the phone, so let me go ahead and pick those up.
Oh.
Hello, Brian.
Hello there.
Susan, are you with us?
We are. I am.
Oh, good.
I am.
Hi, Brian.
Yay, hi.
Hey,
and David and I decided to leave our brains at home and not on the phone, so we're safe. So go after someone else, please.
Well, we're in pre-production, so we have left our brains at home as well.
Yeah. Oh.
I totally feel like I have absolutely no brains today. My head decided to check out of my body.
I think it might be the Monday thing besides all the work, you know, because I had a show earlier, my music show, and I almost felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. Maybe it was a preemptive to what I was coming up with tonight. I don't know.
Yeah, we've had a lot of Mondays, all in a row, it felt like, for the past month.
Yeah, I'm sure. You guys have been really, really busy, you know, not just doing the show, but, of course, the Indiegogo campaign and tweeting and Facebooking and everywhere else that you can, you know, put your mark, right?
Absolutely, yes.
That and strolling down on Hollywood Boulevard after hours trying to get all those folks, too.
Oh.
Totally kidding.
Yeah. A lot of zombies out there on Hollywood Boulevard, that's for darn
sure.
Oh,
I'm sure.
We're doing a lot of cast extras down there.
Have you?
No.
And I bet they don't even have to dress up, right?
Right.
Unfortunately, no.
Come as you are.
It's got to be interesting, though. I'd love to be at one of these behind-the-scenes kind of things when you guys are putting shows together. I've always had an interest in that. It's not enough for me to actually do, you know, the behind-the-scenes work itself, but to watch it in the making I think would be fascinating, watching everybody with their heads and whatever coming off of their shoulders because, you know, they're running from here, there, and everywhere.
Well, it's really funny. Go ahead, Susan.
No, you go ahead, Brian.
Oh, well, the first show that I did, McCracken Live, had a really, really small crew. You know, a director who was also the lighting designer and the sound guy and, you know, a really college-like production. And for the result we got, we were really happy. But in this production, Susan's much more knowledgeable of the process and how things work. So we've got a full-fledged crew and everyone responsible for their own job. And, you know, with that comes a lot of organization, everybody's schedule,
right,
everybody's timeline and stuff. So it's going to be an amazing production once we start in 2 weeks. But leading up to it, it's been a completely different animal for me. And it's great, but it's not what I expected.
Well,
so,
Susan, you're the
brains behind the brawn. Is that how that works?
Well, at least until we start production, when they get, you know, taken by the first zombie that walks on set. Right now, I guess. Yeah, just a whole lot of brain jokes. That's just where we go with this. So just, you know, just laugh.
Oh, of course. Of course. I mean, what's not funny about that?
Well, and I wouldn't say that I'm certainly not the brains completely. Brian brings a lot of knowledge and longevity and creativity and all that. The only thing that's different is that you know, I've had a little bit more experience on the pulling all the crew together and, you know, the marketing side because of my PR. You know, I know how to build a little bit of hype for the show, which has been helpful.
Definitely.
And, you know, I just did my first feature film earlier this year. So I know how to pull a crew together. You know, I mean, obviously we're not a 50-person crew, which is a traditional television crew. We're, you know, a fifth of that, basically, or a quarter of that. But, you know, we'll have enough people to get done what needs to make it look amazing and get it done the right way. Because we have a lot of ground to cover in a short amount of time, really.
Right. And we do, however, have almost a 50-person cast, which is very unusual for a web series.
That's amazing. And congratulations, Susan, on the feature film thing. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, well, actually, I have it's in post-production now. It's coming out Christmas 2014. But John J. York is one of the stars of my show, of my movie, as well as Rourke Critchlow, and obviously Jillian's in it. And we shot it up in Southern Oregon, and it's a faith-based holiday movie. So, yeah, it's going to be great. We can come back and talk about that when that's all ready to go.
Definitely. Definitely. Brian,
yeah, but,
I would love for you to tell our listeners a little bit more about McCracken Live and who you are and how you came up with this ever-so-funny show.
Oh, thank you. Well, McCracken Live was a show that I came up with years ago with a friend of mine, John Yelvington, who's the co-producer of that and co-creator. I was doing a lot of sketch comedy in Los Angeles and auditioning and things like that, and I came up with this character called Carol Ann McCracken. And we just based a TV show around her. It's essentially a guy who finds himself having to dress up as a woman to do a do-it-yourself homemaker program like Martha Stewart dressed as a woman. So that's what McCracken Live is. It's kind of Tool Time, you know, Tim Allen's show meets Tootsie meets 30 Rock. It's really cool. And that show is actually pitching to television networks this season, which we're really excited about.
Oh, I'd love to see that on TV.
Yeah, we're really excited. Yeah. And, you know, I got a bunch of really, really top people behind us on that, pushing that out. And then Susan and I had wanted to work on something together because we had done some cross-web series work together a couple of years ago. And we thought, let's do something together. And I'm sitting in my car one day on the 405, which, if you guys don't know, is the worst freeway in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And I'm looking at everyone, you know. Stopped there, you know, completely stopped on a 405 freeway in traffic, looking around at people and thinking, you know, they all kind of look like zombies, just going about their day. And I thought, well, it'd be really funny if they were zombies, you know, who look like people. And then I thought, well, what about the zombies we see on TV shows? What if they were really zombies? But what if they were also actors playing zombies? And it kind of started this whole idea of this weird world, like, what if it was just easier to get better actors to play zombies if they happen to be zombies? And that was the start of Acting Dead. So it's this whole world of Hollywood that uses actual zombies to play them in television shows and movies.
And it's just so funny just even to, you know, read about it and listen, you know, to you on the video and stuff like that. You can tell that it's going to be a really good show.
Well, thank you. And the cool thing is we're also shooting it in the style of Arrested Development and The Office and Parks and Rec. So it's very dry, very kind of taking itself a little more seriously than a horror film would with a comedy. So it's kind of playing against itself as far as horror films go. So we're appealing to the horror fans. We're appealing to the comedy fans, of course, the soap opera fans as well. It's really going to be cool and something that you haven't seen on TV and certainly not in a web series before.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And I would love to see for this one to make it to TV, too, because I think it would do so very well as our TV shows now. I mean, there's a lot of vampire and zombie and witch-type shows and supernatural, you know, so it would fit with everything.
There isn't any that really touch on the comedy side, you know, a dark comedy. You know, there's all that going on. But what makes us different, which is so appealing to me, is the fact that it's so different. There isn't any kind of a dark comedy about zombies on television, period.
And as we're saying this right now, Susan, people over at Sci-Fi are writing their show.
I know, right?
listening
we'll
in
it amongst ourselves.
Right.
So they can fast track it. Now,
exactly.
The thing is that you, I think you run that risk. Obviously, Brian's been down that road, and
yeah.
You run that risk anytime you put anything out there. I mean, it's hard. That was one of the reasons why we were so, you know, we really try to keep a closed mouth about the concept in that first video that we did, because
right,
we were so afraid
right.
somebody mm-hmm. would come, somebody would see it or hear it, and they'd be like, hey, I want to do that. Good idea. So, you know, we just realized, though, that we had to become a little more transparent, no pun intended, also.
Yeah. Ghosts, right?
No ghostly pun intended. just to, you know, get people more excited about it. And once we did that, I mean, it just really took off, the hype. And we received a lot of press. The zombie people, you know, across the world are starting, I mean, just because Brian spends so much time on Twitter, and we've had another associate help us get our Twitter account really going, that I think we're really getting people to know that, hey, we're out there and this is going to be really great.
Yeah, you can't have a show without marketing, that's for sure, and, you know, getting it out there to people, because otherwise where would you get the money from?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
not going to work. Why don't you go ahead and let them know about I'll tell them, first of all, our listeners, you can go to Indiegogo.com and put in Acting Dead and it'll come right up. And you can donate a dollar or more, but there's as little as like $4 for a perk, and you get a Twitter follow from the official Acting Dead account. And eternal gratitude even from beyond the grave. I love your little things that you put in there, those little puns.
I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, and we have, you know, Brian and I wanted to do something special for everybody that's listening as well. We've been thinking about, you know, adding another smaller perk that would be something really memorable and something, you know, that would really be nice. So we're adding, as of today, as soon as I push the little button because it's all ready to go, a $15 perk, which will give you a limited edition autographed 5x7 official Acting Dead photo featuring the star of your choice.
Oh,
and
wow.
We have and the photo, it's going to be a really nice photo. We'll mail it to your home, and then also, obviously, the Facebook shout-out from the official Acting Dead Facebook page. But and again, eternal gratitude, even beyond the
yeah.
grave. Of course. But... Now, to get an autographed photo of anybody, you know, as far as the stars go, and we do have some really great people attached, mm-hmm. and some will be calling in soon, is a really good deal. So we thought, you know, some of the SELP fans that are out there, even some of, you know, obviously we have stars from primetime television, from movies, and some that we can't talk about yet. We have a big guest star announcement coming out tomorrow, which absolutely I know that you're going to love, Pam, when you hear it. But
oh,
I,
yeah,
can't
great. I can't imagine who it is.
I can't.
How dare you do this to me? Now I'm going to be wondering all night, is it this one? Is it that one?
Well, you'll get a press release tomorrow, so you'll know all about who it is. And we're thrilled to have this person be part of it. It's someone that I know, and we wanted to work together. I wanted to work with this person for quite some time, so I'm really excited, really, really excited. But so we have this special $15 perk. Again, it's an exclusive autographed photo. I'll have the photos made up. I will get the stars to sign them if I have to go sit on their doorsteps after I print them. and send them out. And it's a really good deal for any fan of any of the stars, and it will be an exclusive Acting Dead. We'll have our Acting Dead logo on it. It'll be just like the kind that you get, and you sometimes have to spend a whole lot of money to get of stars.
Oh, that's so true. Or you have to, you know, go hunt them down in Hollywood or New York or wherever they are, and good luck with
and
that, too.
Those never have the logo on them unless you guys,
right.
you know, unless somebody put a show logo on it. But I'll have our logo on it. I'll have them printed up, and I'll have them autographed, and you'll receive them and all that fun stuff. So,
oh, that's
yeah.
so cool. That's right up a lot of people's alleys. I know that, you know, that's one of the perks of donating to a series like this. that you can't pass up.
Yeah.
Not only are
yeah,
you getting a great perk, but my gosh, you're going to get a great series.
You're going to
get
a great. And $15, like I said, I think that's a reasonable amount of money for something like
mm-hmm,
this. Plus, you're going to get that in the mail to you. And again, we'll be able to help, you know, be able to share with you guys. And you'll be part of our team, which is helping us to bring you this great show, too.
Right,
right,
exactly. And that's a great thing for a fan of even just, say, one of your guest stars, you know, to be involved with getting him or her, you know, on a web series or a TV series or whatever, and know that you had a hand in that.
Yeah.
Although your hand may be cut off and sitting at a gravesite somewhere.
you put a hand in the show, you're not getting it back, but you definitely put it in.
So I just added the perk. It is on the page. So, you know,
they can also get
to the site. They can just, we have a shortened URL, and that's igg.me/AT/AD. Or they can go to Indiegogo.com and, like you said, type in Acting Dead, search it, and we're right there. And it tells, you know, all the information about the show, who all of our guest stars are, until we announce a couple new ones, and that information will be there as that happens, too.
If I'm not mistaken, Susan, can they also go to actingdead.com, and our main page has the Indiegogo connection as well?
Absolutely, yeah. You can go to our official site also, and there's a link there as well to get back over to the Indiegogo page.
Awesome.
Why don't you go ahead and let our listeners know who you have set up as far as acting, you know, and also guest starring on there.
Great.
Go ahead, Brian. I'll let you.
Oh, okay. We have Eric Martzoff,
woo-hoo,
who is from Days of Our Lives and originally Passions. And he's just amazing. He is playing a soap star turned movie director who's kind of out there, named Kennedy Mansfield. And we're really lucky to have him. He's a hoot, a lot of fun. We've got Patrika Darbo, who has been in tons of television shows and movies, and she's actually going to be joining us along with Eric today. And she's also from Days of Our Lives, and just phenomenal. Susan, you worked with Patrika on Misbehave.
And Eric.
And Eric was on Misbehave.
And Brian.
And me once, as Caroline McCracken from McCracken Live.
Yes.
Yes.
We've got comedian Coco Brown that was a connection through Susan. She was able to get Coco Brown. And she's in Tyler Perry's show, Is It For Better or Worse?
Yes.
And she is hysterical. We're really excited. I'm really excited to have her involved in this. John J. York, who is on General Hospital, who is also in Susan's film, and he's great.
Who's also in
he's playing
dreams.
My mom, too. Actually, Mom, if you're listening, my 84-year-old mom watches General Hospital and has been watching it since the beginning of time. And so I'm flying her down here to come to set to play a zombie extra in the scene with John J. York.
God.
She's so excited, such a fan, so I'm going to do a little bit and, you know, make her day.
John is playing our zombie acting coach.
Yeah, he's a very serious acting coach for zombies, so we think that's going to be a lot of fun for him to play.
Straight-faced,
Yes, very. We've got Christine Lakin from Step by Step, that old TV show. She was a young girl on that, and she's also now a voice on Family Guy and tons of movies and TV shows as well, and her own web series called Loving Lakin that just went to the Marseille Web Fest because it won the large award at LA Web Fest this year.
Wonderful.
Lori Allen, who was from Family Guy, the original Diane Simmons, the newscaster. And let's see, who else? Peter Vogt from Hannah Montana, Mitch Sopa from Bridesmaids, Larry and Gary Lane, who just produced a movie called From Hollywood to Dollywood with Leslie Jordan and Dolly Parton. So a lot of people, a lot of amazing people.
Oh,
I look at our cast list and I can't believe it.
And obviously our other two leads, Chris Gallia from Disney's Jessie.
Of course.
And Jillian Clare, obviously, from
right.
You Know Who Jillian Is. Misbehave, Days of Our Lives, and all that fun stuff.
Jillian's the big star.
Yeah,
and she's the big star of the show.
Yeah.
She's really good in Misbehave, and of course, I loved her on Days, and you know, all of the people that you have coming on to the show are all recognizable names and faces
yeah.
that we've seen on many things and know and love. So it's so very exciting. And I do believe that we have one of them on hold. So let me go ahead and pick up this call.
Okay.
Okay. Area code 818, although that's kind of hard. Who's with us?
It's Jillian.
Hi, Jillian.
Hi, Jillian.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well, thank you. So how are you brainless today like the rest of us, or what's going on?
Brain? Well, I just took an afternoon nap, so yeah. Lord knows I'm always a little brainless. My mom was over last night at my apartment, and I just kept forgetting everything. I'm so forgetful lately, I swear I'm getting so old.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please.
That's definitely it. Well, I told her a little while ago, I texted her and I said, okay, so I came over to her place last night and I brought her stuff because she had a migraine. And then I woke up at 6:30 this morning and I'm like, okay, what happened? Did it transfer to my brain? Because I've actually a migraine all day and I'm thinking, what is going on? And this is this weird, we're having weird weather in Los Angeles. It's getting hot at night and really hot and then cold and then chillier and it's strange stuff going on. Maybe it's allergies or something. Who knows?
It could be. It's that time of year. My allergies are really bad in the fall, and I know I get more headaches from that. So it's most likely what it is. So take some type of antihistamine, and you'll be fine. You'll just be tired, but you'll be fine.
Right.
Good idea. Good idea. We were just talking about the show, Jillian, and all the people that were on it, and then you called. So perfect timing.
Yeah, wow. Tell us about your character and what you're doing in there.
I don't know how much I can tell without spoiling what Alex is in the show, but she used to be a child star.
Oh, you can. We're full disclosure. We've told everybody everything now.
Okay. Well, she tried to do the zombie transformation. However, it kind of failed for her, and now she's just a ghost. But the funny part about Alex is that she used to be a child star, and she's always been basically the biggest diva brat ever, like, just in history. And so now her anger towards the world is even more so. But then she meets Kate, which is Brian's character, and he's, like, the first person who can see her and talk to her, and he helps her, even though, I don't know why, because she's just so mean.
I'm that kind of guy, Jillian. I'm just that kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, you know, a little bit of a pushover. He just listens to her.
That is true.
But yeah, she's just one of those girls where if she were alive, she'd probably be stuck on Tumblr all day and just saying how much she hates everyone.
Oh, no.
That's brilliant. I may use
well,
that,
Jillian. Well, maybe it's kind of
line.
Better that you have Brian helping you and not Carol Ann, because she doesn't seem to care about anybody but herself.
Well,
I don't.
Carol Ann, I'm pretty sure that Alex would possess her.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Brian, quick. We have a crossover ourselves. It's great.
I'm not going to do a web series that also involves me dressing up as a woman. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. Zombie and drag are not going to go. Are not going to happen in this show.
Oh,
my gosh.
God.
Hilarious. That is hilarious. Now, we're excited. And the nice thing about this, Pam, is that the people that we have involved, a lot of them, are in dramatic type of roles all the time.
Right.
And a lot of them are extremely, extremely funny and just are waiting. I mean, I don't know if you followed any of the stuff that was down at Acme Comedy. Did you ever watch any of that when they had that scandal crest going on?
Yes. Yeah, a little bit.
No,
I did.
But I think David did. David, did you watch it?
I saw a couple episodes of it, yes.
So did you see Eric? I mean, some of the Eric is actually so hilarious. And Patrika, obviously, so funny. So the nice thing about this is that, you know, give these people, I always find that people that can do drama well are also really great at comedy. Because they just can tap into both sides of their emotions.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm so excited because I think that some of these roles, I mean, Patrika's role, maybe, Brian, maybe you should tell them a little bit about Patrika's role, what she is, because she,
well, we
her
do
role,
have somebody else on the phone, so let me pull it up in case it's Patrika.
I think it might be Eric.
Okay. Eric or Patrika? Is this you?
Please sign in.
Hi, this is Patrika. I took some hormonal...
It's Patrika. Yay.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, everybody.
Eric.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Eric.
We're having a party.
What do
That's
you say
right.
we make a zombie webisode? What do y'all say to that?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
I knew somebody was... Steal our idea, Brian. Damn it.
I know. We didn't know it would be someone from our own cast.
You know what's funny? I've literally been on the phone for about 6 minutes now trying to, like, say things, and I thought I was on. So I've been saying all these one-liners to Brian, like, when haven't you dressed up like a woman on a show?
Oh,
you guys have just kept talking.
Now you know how
well,
it feels in the
maybe
show.
Maybe you weren't on hold. Maybe we were just... ignoring
right.
you, no, I'm only kidding.
That's
your
what I thought. Is I'm like, these guys are screwing
here.
With me. This is hilarious.
So funny.
Never
hey,
doing
Brian,
this
maybe you share with everybody that Brian and Eric actually have an old connection as well.
We've
oh,
got
really?
Several old connections. The most recent connection with Eric and I was we didn't work in the same scene, but I was I did a little guest spot on Passions when he was doing that show. And then prior to that, he and I were both working at Universal Studios at the, was it Spider-Man show, Spider-Man Rocks.
Oh, my
and
God. Brian, well, I just remember you. You were like, you know, if Michael Laughlin was the captain at the time, you were definitely, you know, well, who's under the guy, Gopher or Julie on the Love Boat. You know, you were like the next person of importance.
Yes,
I just remember
well,
feeling
the
need to, like, basically Brian was always the accompanist. He was always the creative force. And whenever Michael Laughlin threw some kind of interesting thing down, he would always kind of turn to Brian to get Brian's approval. So,
I don't think so.
No. That's the way I remember it. I'm just calling it as it is. So, like,
that's so funny.
I just, if Brian Beacock is involved in a project, you know darn well it's going to be funny. So
that
was a no-brainer for me when I got the call from Susan to participate. I'm like, uh-huh. I can spend an afternoon with Brian in zombie makeup. That's great.
Oh, man. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, we got a bromance.
What's that?
I said we got a bromance going on here.
A bromance. A bromance.
Yeah, well, you got to take me to lunch before we, you know, come on.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if I got time. I got 50 people to juggle here.
I know.
So, Eric, why don't you tell us about your character?
This is cool. This is going to be a lot of fun. It's definitely an original concept, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone's done this before.
No, and
well,
it's very hard to find.
I literally watched World War Z on a plane last night flying back from Pennsylvania, and zombies are in, man. I don't know if anybody knew that, but they're in.
Definitely.
And there's nothing funnier than World War Z. Or maybe I didn't understand the movie. I don't know.
I laughed my ass off during World War Z. I don't think I was supposed to, but I was the only guy in, like, row 13 laughing.
No, it's true. Zombies, we were just talking about that. Zombies, werewolves, American Horror Story is going to be about witches, and everyone's kind of got their own take on it and their own style, but as far as I can tell from all my research, this really hasn't been done in this exact way yet, and that makes me happy that whether or not this becomes the thing that makes it to NBC or CBS or whatever next fall or whatever, we can at least say we did it first, and that means a lot.
Well, you know, I do know some people at NBC. Maybe I should, you know, maybe give them a call or something.
Maybe that's our lunch.
Hook us up, Eric. Hook us up.
How you doing, Jillian?
I'm good. I keep seeing pictures on Facebook of your kids, and I really want to babysit them because they look so adorable now.
Aw.
I would be more than happy.
Ridiculous.
I mean, my wife considered, you know, you have to have a rigorous, you know, testing background to watch our kids because most people can't handle them, you know.
Well, I remember babysitting them, like, once or twice when they were, I don't even know how old, like, three. They were
crazy.
Yeah,
that was when they were, like, embryos. You know, now they're, like, guys. Now they're, like, they're going to be asking you personal questions and, like, checking you out and stuff. It's weird.
Oh my gosh.
They'll probably end up having on her, and then it'll really get ugly.
That could very well be.
As long as you don't, like, torture me and, like, tie me up and, like, do some weird kid stuff where they, like, you know, mess with the babysitter, I think I'll be good.
All right. But this isn't about my kids, is it? Let's talk more about this show, right?
Let me give a quick shout-out to people we haven't talked about yet. I've got our co-executive producer, Paul Nigro, who's really awesome. He's helping out in a variety of ways, but he's also plays my roommate, Tate's roommate, Paul. Very even-keeled day trader that never leaves his apartment, lives in his bathrobe and pajamas the whole day. And he's really funny, and he just actually booked the national tour of Sister Act today. And
he
leaves to go do, yeah, so he leaves for Sister Act 6 days after we wrap.
Oh, my
God. Thank God for that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I know.
It's really great.
I'm glad that Sister Act was willing to work around our schedule, you know.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, I'm sorry, Paul, you have to give up that great week rate to make nothing on the show. And the other guy is John Yelvington, who's my co-producer from McCracken, and he plays Maddox Shane, who is Tate's terrible zombie manager to the stars. And he's also responsible for doing a lot of our artwork, website design, everything you see, digital animation and all that stuff. So he's really fantastic, and I just want to give them the props that they deserve.
So the posters, Pam, and all the, you know, all the media files that we've sent over to you and you've used, that's all John's creation. He's great.
Oh, wonderful. He's very creative as well.
Yeah,
he's phenomenal.
Creative.
And I think it's available
Think we have Patrika on the phone. Patrika, are you live with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, dear.
Yay. Hi, Patrika.
Hello. I want to talk more about those boys asking the personal questions, though.
They're not old enough yet.
Patrika, you're not the only one that asks personal questions in this town, okay? There's other people.
I'm finding this out.
Yeah, well, I'll give them to you for an afternoon, and, you know, you can see for yourself.
Hello? Are you there? Is anyone there? Hello?
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 You know what would be funny? I think you should put Jillian and Patrika together to babysit your kids. That way they have a tag team.
Let me tell you this. That my
I'm just
going
to bring him to the set, and y'all can see for yourself what really goes down with twin boys, man. You think zombies are scary? You should see these guys.
We won't even
need any makeup. If you babysit them for 2 hours, you will look like the undead. Forget it.
Oh.
Remember that migraine you had, Jillian?
Yeah, no kidding. That'll be back in a second.
Probably. So what's up, Patrika? You excited to do this?
I'm very excited to do this. I mean, I just got back from filming, and so now I'm starting off with something else. It's good to be working.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Filming a movie up again. How long? You were gone for a few weeks, weren't you, honey?
Almost a month, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I just got home last night, so I'm like, hello.
Get off
one
horse.
We should have did the show on a Tuesday.
it's that 3 hour time difference kind of wears you out because you're like, okay, I got to stay awake. I can't go to bed at this time, otherwise I'll be up at 4 a.m. going, okay, who can I call?
You can always call me. I don't sleep.
Me?
Lord.
Call Brian Beacock. He doesn't sleep.
Call me. I'm always up 3 hours a night. That's what I afford myself. It's great.
Yes.
Always,
I see him retweeting my tweets at that hour, so I know he's up.
I think so, too. So Patrika in the show plays Margot Mullen, who is Tate's agent when we start out the episode, or the show, actually. And she's a travel agent turned talent agent. And she's very analog. The only thing electronic in her office is her cigarettes.
Oh, my God. The phone goes on, the phone goes off. Don't bother me with any of the foolishness.
Exactly. No computer, none of that stuff. So she's very, like, old world. Her office is a mess and stuff. And she just says what's on her mind. It's a great role, and Patrika's going to be brilliant in it.
Yes, I am.
She says what's on her mind. This is really going to be a stretch for you, Patrika.
I say what's on my mind when it's on my mind, because otherwise I'll forget.
That's a good point.
I think we pretty much all do that these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what my wife says.
Social media.
I'm tweeting as we go, by the way, you guys.
Okay, good. I love
my tweeting. My tweeting is a post-it pad.
Yeah.
And they're everywhere.
Eric,
oh,
why don't you tell us about your character?
I'm a director, which is something I've always actually wanted to do, but now I actually get to pretend to be one, which is terrific. And what do you know? The guy used to do soaps, apparently, from what I understand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's a big stretch for me, too. And
interesting backstory for you, Eric.
Pardon?
I said that's an interesting backstory for you. Very creative.
Yes, it is. It is. I'm going to have to do some digging to, you know, find out what it's really all about. But no, I'm zombie director extraordinaire, and I've read the script a couple times, and each time I get a different idea as to how to play this guy. So I think he's going to be pretty interesting.
I'm excited to see what you do.
I'm not quite sure which way I'm going with this, but we'll see. We'll see. I like to take chances, you know.
Brian and Susan, are you giving them some leeway with how they want to be as the character, or do you have ideas of your own? Are you going to combine them together? How's that going to work?
Well, we certainly have ideas. You know, when I wrote it, we had ideas, and Susan and I have come up like with what makes sense and personality traits not crossing over too much, blah blah blah. But certainly, when someone puts on the costume and gets in the role and on the day, they're going to bring more to it than probably you ever even imagined. And figure out your day so you've got time to play around. We were just talking to the director, David Morgan, a couple days ago, and, you know, he likes to work, like, get what you need in the can and then play.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know what you're going to get, you know. I mean, a lot of shows tape that way, The Office, Parks and Rec. They lock down what they need to get covered, and then they just shoot it again and let the cameras roll and see what happens.
That's the way Christopher Guest kind of does his shows, too. I did a show with Fred Willard, and I was like a little kid in a candy store asking him about, you know, the movies, you know, Best in Show and For Your Consideration. I'm like, how do you do it? And he was trapped. I actually shared a dressing room with him during Little Abner, so he had to take my questions. And I knew I was bugging him, but, you know, finally he just said, okay, Eric, this is what we do. Basically, we shoot what we need to have, and then we just go nuts. And nine times out of ten, it's the nut stuff that ends up making, you know, the cut. So,
of course. That's awesome. Well, we're trying to shoot the show, and this is one thing that we've been a long time talking about too. We're structuring it like a traditional television comedy, whereas the executive producer, which is Brian, is basically in creative control versus a director, like a director is with a feature film. So the director will be there and obviously giving input and all that. But we're, you know, Jillian, remember when you worked on Victorious and how Snyder would be the one, you know, telling you guys, shouting out remarks and all that?
Well, Snyder's just the king of Nickelodeon.
Right.
Brian is the king of zombies. So there you
go. I'm the king of low-budget indie zombies. It's my new business card.
Hey, at least you're a king, okay? Let's concentrate on the words. That's a pretty word.
Right. Well,
but the great part is, with all these people involved, all these, you know, the amazing talent and years of experience and all that stuff, I have every confidence that what people are going to bring on the day is going to be phenomenal, you know. We're going to have a great show.
Yeah, I think far exceed either of our expectations.
Well, Brian, I was going to make my character a lesbian vampire. Is that okay?
Oh,
you must have seen my third draft.
Yeah, no spoilers. That happens in season two, Eric. Come on.
Yeah, it's already done, Eric.
Oh, God. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. My timing is off. Oh,
then you're perfect for comedy.
Well, how many webisodes are you going to have initially for season one?
Susan.
Oh, I'm talking. Okay. We're shooting eight. How we're shooting it, we're block shooting the show, so we're shooting out like a feature film does. So each location will be basically a day for us shooting, but we're jumping all over the place in the story. So that's one thing nice about having good actors is we're able to shoot it that way, and everybody is, you know, on the page of where they are in the story. And so we'll have eight episodes that are about 6-7 minutes long each.
I love that because we can watch that at any time, and we know we don't have to put aside an hour to do it. But also,
yeah.
I mean, it's really, it leaves us wanting more, and so that's the kind of thing that makes us insane. So how far spaced out is each episode going to be up?
I'm sorry, what was the question, Pam?
How far spaced out is each episode going to be up?
I don't think Brian and I have fully decided that, but generally speaking, it's a week. But, you know, I kind of like the way some of, you know, how is it what Netflix is releasing things now on demand where they release all of it at once. I
right.
love that, too.
Yeah.
It's really bad because I spend an entire day watching one of their shows because they release all the episodes. And I'm like, oh, there's 14. I'm going to watch it all right now.
Yep, I'm the same
yep.
way.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
who
you
has
know,
that kind
of...
yeah,
I am
having a drug.
Mm-hmm. For, I don't know if it would work in our world as well, but I think it's something that we need to, you know, talk about it, and it might be something
Hello?
We want to do. I don't know. I don't know.
And
it's,
honestly, it may be dictated by our distribution as well.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the way it was written and structured as well is it's set up right now in the with the episodes that we can put together four of our web episodes into 1 half-hour for network television. So we have 2 episodes for network television right now. Should we be given the opportunity to move that over that way?
Wonderful. Always have
yeah.
to think ahead.
That's right.
In this space, you do because it's ever changing.
Hello.
Is that Patrika saying hello?
Yeah, I think so. Are you losing us, Patrika?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh. I've got like dead lines here going, hello. I feel like I'm alone.
We got you.
That's what
how
I was doing for like 10 minutes.
Patrika. Guys.
I'm like going, is something going on in my house? What the hell?
Can you hear us?
No, I couldn't hear anything. It was just completely dead. And I thought, should I hang up and call back? Where are they? What's going on?
My God,
oh,
see,
no.
we have
like Margo would
even
say right
started,
now, darling,
we
listen,
haven't even
I can't
started
get a
shooting
of
yet. Getting haunted.
She's Margo already.
I know. Can't, this is just driving me crazy, for God's sakes. Just call me on a regular line. This party stuff is too much for me.
Oh, my God.
I can't find a match. The cigarette. What the hell? Let me get to the stove. Hold on just a minute. Oh, thank God. Okay, where were we talking about?
Oh, my God. It was at that point that Brian realized
you're dead,
he had
you're gone again.
Perfectly.
You leave me alone.
No.
Hello?
We were about distribution.
Mm-hmm. What would stop distribution? Hello?
Oh. Oh, my
Wait,
gosh.
My
you guys, I need to be writing
for
God's this down.
Quit playing with that thing.
Nobody's touching anything. It's
gotta
be
Carol
Ann. It's gotta be Carol Ann from Poltergeist, and now Miss from McCracken Live.
Oh my Lord!
Fabulous.
Let's see what's going on here with let's see what Indiegogo's doing, shall we?
Well, as far as where it's going to be able to be viewed. Are you going to put it on the Acting Dead website?
That's the plan, yes. We don't know what server we're going to use just yet, but we have other options already in place. We have an independent television network that has given us a letter of intent to take a look that wants to try to get it on indie television as well, move it over there at some point soon. after we release, and they have a station on DirecTV and on Dish Network. But Brian has some producer friends that are actually shopping it right now while we're still in pre-production to a big, big channel and their digital distribution.
Go, Brian.
Go, Brian.
You know, you'll see. We'll see how it goes. Everything, it's really funny, especially in this business. Things haven't happened until they happen. So you just get a lot of plates in the air and get a lot of them spinning and just try to keep them all up there. And that's kind of what we're doing. It's great.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You got to throw a lot of balls in the air.
Exactly.
Right.
And we're creating it as an independent web series right now. And, you know, luckily we're able to do it that way. And then we'll see, you know, we'll see if we can get legs on it to move it elsewhere, which is what obviously all of us always want to do.
You plant the seed and the tree will grow.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You build it, yep. They will come.
Welcome to Metaphor Hour.
That's so great.
Okay. Rome wasn't built today.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. You know, I mean, I guess the bottom line is that we need, you know, people that are listening and people that are, you know, following it to go to Indiegogo and help us a little bit more. I mean, obviously the show is going into production regardless, but, you know, we certainly would like to, like I said before, stop taking out credit cards to finish paying this darn thing.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Why don't you go ahead and let the listeners know what the budget is for, what the money is for?
Oh, goodness. Well,
my salary.
Yes. Aside from Eric Rossoff, it's nothing.
Yes. We, you know. You know, unfortunately, actors are great. I mean, and everybody's great when it comes to independent television and independent movies. I mean, everybody wants to work because work begets work, obviously. But a lot of the crew that comes on board, I mean, this is their livelihood. They don't have other jobs where they can make other things. So, you know, when I put a budget together, crew takes up about 40% of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have your director, your DP, your second camera operator going because we're going to have two cameras going. You have to have a great sound person. You have to have somebody moving all the equipment around, the grip. You have to have people helping with production design and dressing the sets. You have to have people work wardrobe. We have to have special, we have a couple people doing hair and makeup. We have, you know, special zombie people for makeup.
Yeah.
So you get into post-production and you have editors, and you have colorists, and you have sound design. So, you know, on that side of it, take away from the actors, I mean, there's so much, that's where the bulk of the money goes, into the actual
location.
Yeah, location.
Yeah,
either.
Because, you know, Brian, because he's so creative and makes these wonderful location ideas, then we have to find them. And unfortunately, they're not all free.
Right. Equipment rental, truck rental, even some extras, costumes, special effects guy who we haven't hired yet. There's a lot.
We have more than I had expected. Yeah, we have a great guy from, where's Jamie from, Bones, and what else is he in?
Jimmy Forsythe worked on Bones, and he also did some ghostwriting for some other shows. I don't even know if I can mention what he wrote for. But he's amazing, and he's doing the score, original songs. We have an original zombie band. It's Monty Ribolta and his band of the Living Dead, and they're writing two songs for the show.
Oh, geez.
And performing, so that they'll be in the zombie bar where me and my manager hang out, so they're always in the background playing, and so it's a big, big production.
Mm-hmm. So, Eric, are you going to be singing your lines? That reminds me, Mr. Singer.
Who knows? I don't know. That's a big I don't know. I don't know.
I think you can get Patrika and Jillian as your backup singers. You know, that would be cool.
Oh, yeah, we're in.
Well, now that I think about it, literally the whole cast is our singers. We're all singers. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're going to have a flash mob somewhere that people won't just come out of the woodwork to go, what are those crazy people doing?
Yeah.
That's a brilliant idea.
I might have to rethink this. There's a little too much talent in this cast. You know, it's kind of intimidating. I don't know.
Well, we have another announcement tomorrow of another cast member joining, and this isn't even the big, big one. This is a big one, and then we may have another big one.
And so, maybe another big one. We actually have
three coming.
Well, do tell. You can't tell?
We can't tell. We're
not.
We're waiting to lock.
They're not telling.
We do not tell. We do not tell. You can read about it tomorrow, Eric.
Hey, I'll keep my phone on me.
If somebody pledges a large amount right this moment, we probably could sneak out one name, though, couldn't we?
Oh, but I like the way you think.
Yeah. I mean, if we could, they could be the first person to know. I mean, we could give them a private number to call and just be the only one that knows.
Oh my gosh.
But it's going to be a big, it has
that.
To have at least three zeros after a number, so.
Oh,
Susan, you need to hire her.
That's not going to be me. Sorry.
I can be bought. You can give him my email address, Pam, and I can be bought.
Yeah.
That's a great
and
idea.
It'll be so
yeah.
worth it. It will be so worth it to be the first on your block to know.
Yeah.
Or they can wait and keep their money and read about it somewhere tomorrow, because I'm sure it'll be somewhere.
But they could still donate $100.
But they could still donate right now.
That's right.
They could.
Or at least a $15. You know what, Susan, I think would be a great idea is that if you have to hunt down Eric or Patrika or Jillian or any of the other actors to get a signed autograph for the person that donates $15 and you have to hold them down, that should be the picture.
That's
either. Wait, what did you say? Hold them down, like hold them down on the ground or something?
Yes. Yes.
Getting violent.
That would be my pleasure to hold down several of our cast members.
Yeah, I have a feeling those pictures are going to exist whether or not people are paying for them or not.
Yeah, you don't need money for that in this town.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Those pictures will fund our season two.
Yes, exactly.
Which I've already got ideas for, don't I, Susan?
Oh, we're getting creative. The juices are flowing here, guys.
Just to interject and stuff like that, the best part about that is the fact when you're working and you're not working for bucks, but you have a great bunch of people to work with, it just makes it so much fun. And that's why I would sign on for the next two or three seasons, because it's such a fun group and great people to work with.
I love that.
Oh,
I appreciate that.
I don't even think I've told Patrika this. JC is going to be joining us at the Zombie Bar as well.
I'm so excited. She's such a wonderful actress and such a nice person. So thank you, Susan. I know she's appreciative of that. So
JC Jules.
JC Jules. So, and you know who that is, Pam. She was also in Misbehave. She's Patrika's receptionist, and she was on Days of Our Lives for years.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, she still is on Days of Our Lives in many capacities.
Usually
when I'm doing awful things to somebody, she's in the back drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Just watching your every move. One day she's just going to throw it all at you and obviously become the one lead in the show because she's going to take everybody down.
Yep.
Now,
Stacey's
Susan,
role
what is
really funny.
What is it about the Days cast or ex-cast members that draws you to them or they get drawn to you? What is it? Because they've also been on Misbehave, so.
Hypnotize all of them. And
is that what it is?
I think it goes back to what I said a while ago. If you got along when you were working together in one place, you're going to work together in another place because you just form friendships. I mean, there are some people that you don't bond with, and there are some people that you do bond with, I think, in any business that you're working in. And this has always been a wonderful, tight group, so.
I think that's a common thread in Hollywood, too, isn't it, Patrika? I mean, that happens
a lot with movies and
TV shows.
It's like going back, for me, going back to doing Step by Step, there are some people I still talk to all the time. I'm more in touch with Patrick Duffy than I am with Suzanne, and she was my sister. You know, and I still see some of the kids. I mean, it's just the people that you worked well with together and got along well with together, you still kind of have friendships with.
Does Patrika know that Christine is in the show, too?
I don't know. Christine Lakin is in the show. Isn't that
good? Adore her.
Isn't that funny?
And I've watched her grow up from, like, being 8 years old to where she is now. Being 10 now.
Yeah.
Right.
Because Lord knows I didn't grow any older.
Right.
Yeah, I can't wait to get started. I'm ready to get out of pre-production and into production and get this baby running.
And how about the timing on this thing? Isn't there like a holiday called Halloween coming up? I mean, it's perfect.
It's perfect.
It
well,
is.
What's really interesting is that it has hindered us a little bit in getting makeup people. I've got five makeup guys, and they're all working. So we were able to find someone who had just finished a job and was in between. She just got off a zombie movie, I believe. And so we've got a couple people to do it. But it does afford us the ability to go out and get some really interesting B-roll for the show, that's for sure. Because there's zombies everywhere.
I told Brian, because we need some zombie B-roll, I said, put a camera on your head and go up to Halloween Horror Nights and go through the Walking Dead maze. You got it. It's done.
That's a great idea.
They just did it with Disneyland. Yeah.
We could put on your twins and walk them through.
There you go.
I bet they get a great angle.
Most
definitely. All is left again. I'm alone.
Brian, weren't you and I in the mummy maze?
And blue.
Hello. Brian, were you in the mummy maze?
Hello.
Patrick,
Brian, weren't you and I in the mummy maze 3 years ago?
We were.
Was I in a mummy maze?
No.
No idea. Was I in a mummy maze?
No, you weren't, honey.
Brian was a. You were a. You were a zombie. What were you in that thing?
I was a mummy. Let's just say what it is. I was a nobody. And then you
were not a nobody. You were very scary. I was the one wearing a leather diaper, supposed to be the scorpion.
What?
I know, and then you had to put on your costume. But, but
Zing.
I think I remember at one point you came over to me and I was sitting at the makeup table and you just kind of sat next to me and you whispered something to me to the effect of, our lives are miserable. I think she said something like that. It was just one of those days where we're like, what are we doing? And it just made me laugh. It stuck with me.
I absolutely do not recall doing that, but I'll trust you that it probably came out of my mouth at one point.
It was funny. It was a good delivery, sir.
It was hard. I mean, well, that wig alone was, you know, with all that spirit gum on my head or whatever, my skin came off for like a whole year.
Alone again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all for the love of the art, man. You know.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Poor Patricia. Let me bring on Sabina real quick.
There?
I think she wants to ask a question or something.
Oh, my
Sabina,
God.
Are you here?
Hello, everybody. Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
How are you all?
We're very well.
I just wanted to say this sounds like an awesome show, and I actually just tweeted you about Seth Peterson would love the show, and he would love to be part of it because he is a huge fan of zombies. He always takes photos of his followers and zombifies them.
I'm tweeting it right now as you speak.
Yeah, I sent you his handle. So, but it sounds really fun. It's got a lot of great people that I adore. Patrika, Eric, I've met. They're fantastic. And I'm looking forward to it. And I'm going to go ahead and donate as soon as the show's over.
Oh, that's awesome. We
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate it.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
And
yes.
Sabina, let me ask you, whose autograph are you going to ask for if you donate the $15?
I'm still trying to decide. There's so many great names.
and you don't have to decide yet because there are more on their way, too. We have a few more guest stars coming out.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. When do I tell you and how do I tell you? Because it could be
somebody I'll email you everybody that does it, and I'll put those instructions in there that I'll be emailing everybody to ask them who they want.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I'm going to do that one.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I just wrote to Seth. Seth's Twitter page looks really fun.
Yeah, Seth is a hoot. He'd fit right in.
Where does Seth
live? He's out in L.A.
Oh,
he
awesome.
He used to be on Providence. Do you remember Providence back in the day?
Absolutely.
I remember the show. He was an actor?
Yeah, he is. He was just on Burn Notice until they killed off his poor character after so many years. And he's done a lot of other stuff besides that, as far as, and he writes poetry.
What's his last name? Peterson.
Okay.
Gotcha.
You'll probably recognize him from something.
Yeah, definitely.
So, kids, it's been an hour. It's been a lot of fun. I wanted to tell our listeners again, please go to Indiegogo.com and look up Acting Dead and make a donation of a dollar or more. Just remember, though, if you want to get one of those autographed pictures, to at least donate $15. And at the end of the Indiegogo run, when Susan has everything together, she'll email you and ask you, you know, which actor you want for your autograph. And, of course,
and
anything above that is even better.
Yeah, and just an FYI to everybody, you do have to pick that perk if that's what you want. Make sure and pick that perk, and we'll go out at the end of the year, the February, after I gather all the signatures, the autographs and stuff.
Right, exactly. Also, on Twitter, make sure that you follow the actors and, of course, Brian and Susan and the Acting Dead account. So it would be at Brian Beacock, at Susan Bernhardt, at Julian Clare, at Eric Martzoff, at Patrika Darbo, and at Acting Dead. Don't forget to also like their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/actingdead. And your website is actingdead.com.
Yes.
Hello.
Patrika, can you hear us?
Are you out again?
She's gone.
I think she's having her own party. What do you think?
Hello? Okay, I'm going to
hang
up.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Thank you for joining us, Patrika, if you can hear us.
Thank you.
Poor girl. So the Acting Dead website is actingdead.com, and the last I looked, you guys were still working on that. Did you get anything else up there?
It's just a splash page now, but there is information about the campaign and our poster and all that until, you know, the main website is under construction right now, so this is the temporary site.
Okay. And if you forget everything else, but if you remember take2radio.com, it's there under projects that need our help. You can just click on the picture that's there, and it takes you right to the Indiegogo campaign. And I set that up so that way, you know, it's easy for them to get to. For any of our listeners that are not familiar with Indiegogo, just go to take2radio.com and look it up. I want to thank you guys for joining me today. It's been a blast, and I'm telling you,
don't make
us wait too long.
Thank you for the support.
We'll
it's terrific
you
what you're doing for it, and we couldn't thank you enough.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you, guys. Take care,
everybody. Keep in touch, and we'll keep blasting out about Acting Dead so that we can get you more more donations.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And
bye,
Susan,
bye.
Susan, I'm
bye.
Gonna be looking
bye.
For that bye. Email.
But,
yeah, me too.
Oh yes, I'll send that out. It'll go out to everybody in the morning.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, care.
Don't
thank
work
you.
Too hard, but work hard. Okay.
Always.
Take care, everybody. Goodbye, Jillian.
Bye,
bye Brian.
Bye.
Goodbye, Susan.
Bye.
Eric already
bye.
Hung up. Bye. Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope everybody was able to hear us because it sounded like it towards the end. Like, I still hear it right now. Do you hear a funny sound on the phone, you guys?
I do,
no.
Yes.
Like a,
Sabina, you don't hear it?
Slight, is it almost like a slight staticky sound?
Yes.
No, I can't explain it. And I did a show earlier today. I was having the same issue with my music show.
I hear it now.
Do you hear it? See, it sounds, I don't know, I can't explain the sound, but I hope everybody could hear us.
Yeah, I kept hearing what sounded like it going in and out, and I thought it was just somebody's phones, you know, cell phones will do that sometimes.
Yeah, well, poor Patrika, she had it throughout the whole show. She kept saying, hello, I'm by myself here, hello.
It's so funny because I could hear everyone, including her, when she'd say that. And
yeah,
it was weird.
Yeah.
How she couldn't hear us.
Yeah. It had to be wherever she was, you know, and maybe she was on a cell phone. I'm not sure, though. And, you know, a lot of times when you're on a cell phone, you accidentally, well, in the old days, I don't know about nowadays, where you accidentally hit the mute button, you know, or you hang up on yourself. So that's always fun. So
yeah,
I am so looking forward to this show. I can't even begin to tell you. I mean, with the cast that they already have announced, it's going to be phenomenal.
I know. And it's funny because I'm not exactly a huge zombie person, but because of this show, I'm probably going to be more into it. I actually saw World War Z, and I wouldn't say I laughed through, but it was, it's definitely different. It was not really what I would normally pick to watch. I just watched it with some friends that were watching it, so I just watched it. But, yeah. So I'm looking forward to it because there's comedy, and I'm looking forward to Eric and his comedy.
Mm-hmm. That's what gets me, because comedy is my favorite, you know, of anything to sit down and first turn on the TV. I'm going to go to comedy first, so this is going to be really, really good.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I don't know, somebody's trying to call in. Let me grab this. Area code 510, you're live on the air.
Hi, can I speak to Brian Beacock?
Brian just hung up, unfortunately. We spent an hour with him, and he had to go, so we're wrapping up the show. I'm sorry.
Oh, he's already gone?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You can catch him on Twitter. He's tweeting right now. Do you follow him on Twitter?
No, this is his mom. I got the I couldn't find the phone number in time.
Oh, hi, Brian's mom.
Right.
We hear that you're going to be on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to be a zombie or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and you're going to be working with one of our, both of us have in common, our favorite actor, is John J. York. How thrilling is that?
I know. I've watched him on GH for years.
Oh, my gosh. I'm very jealous of you.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. So, well, yeah, I should have looked for the number sooner and talked to him while he was on there, but I couldn't find the number until the last minute. So, anyway, your show was great. It really looks like it's going to be a hit.
Oh, I know. It sounds so funny, and like we were discussing that, you know, we all love comedies, and of course, who doesn't like a zombie here and there? And when you got such great actors in the cast, you know, there's no losing there.
I know. It's great. It's great. Who am I speaking with?
This is Pam, and I have my two co-hosts on the phone. I have David and Sabina.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll let you know, and good luck with the show.
Thank you very much. And you enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Give John a hug
Bye-bye.
For me.
I sure will. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was so sweet.
That was
nice. I wish
that
we still had him on. Aw. But I am just thrilled to death for her that she can do, you know, the show and play with her favorite actor.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, okay, for our listeners out there, I'm going to repeat myself one more time. Go to Indiegogo.com and put in Acting Dead, and then you can donate, you know, anything from a dollar on up. But if you do that $15 one, you're going to get a great, great perk with an autographed photo of your favorite actor. I have already donated, but you know what? I think that I'm going to go ahead and donate again because I want a picture, too, of somebody. And I know that one of my first few choices are, but I also want to wait and see who these big-name actors are coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do, too. I can't wait for the announcement tomorrow. You're going to tell me, right?
I don't know. It depends how much you pay me.
All right, now. You're not the one that's doing the Indiegogo. I thought it was Acting Dead. Wait, what?
Yeah, but wait, I'll get the first email because I am.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have to see. It depends how good you are to me.
You know I'm always good to you. Come on now.
So also follow Take Two Radio on Twitter, and that's with the number two. You can follow David and Sabina, my two co-hosts, at Take Two Radio Crew. Follow us on Blog Talk. They'll send you an email each and every time we have a show scheduled. Go to take2radio.com to donate, to look at other projects that need help, actors, other gigs, upcoming guests, previous podcasts. If you missed an actor, you'd like to hear the interview. Like we interviewed Seth Peterson for what, like 2 hours?
Yeah, he was on quite a while.
Yeah.
He is awesome.
You can listen to that episode on the website as well as Blog Talk Radio. And follow Acting Dead, so it'd be at Acting Dead, at Susan Bernhardt, and BERNHARDT, at Brian Beacock, which is BEACOCK, at Jillian Clare, which is CLARE. Of course, at John J. York, at Eric Martsoff, and if you're unsure of how to spell Eric's last name, it's MARTSOLF. You have to say that one slow. Follow Patrika Darbo, which is PATRIKADARBO. And also you can find out, you know, who else is going to be on the show by going to that Indiegogo website. And when you make your donation, you can scroll down. I know they discussed it on the show, but in case you missed any names, there's Chris Gallia and Paul Nigro and Coco Brown from Tyler Perry's For Better or For Worse. There's Gary and Larry Lane. There's Christine Lakin. There's a lot of people, and plus the other ones that are coming up, I'm sure they'll put those on the website once they announce that. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the interview, and please make your donations. Thanks, David, for being my co-host, although you really didn't get to say a lot.
They took over the show.
The zombies took over. What can I say?
The zombies took over the show. Take Two Radio is possessed.
Right, exactly. I had no control. And Sabina, thanks for calling in. Our next show will be on October 6th, and that is going to be with Planetary Blues Band at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. It's on a Sunday, and it's a special show with my buddy Mike Lidskin, who I have not worked with for a while. I think it's been at least a good month. And we'll be talking with them as well as having some music by Planetary Blues Band. So everybody take care. Enjoy the rest of your night. Make your donation. I'm going to say it again and again, and I'm also going to warn you, I'm going to keep tweeting it. So pay attention and make your donation. We want this show done and so we can watch it. Everybody have a great night, right?
Yep.
David, you want to say good night?
Have a great night, everybody, and take care of yourselves.
Sabina?
Yes, have a great evening, everybody. It was a great show, and thank you for taking my call, Pam.
You're welcome, and you need to get your Twitter thingy back up there and start tweeting this out so they can get some money to make this.
Yes, I will.
All right. Good night, everybody. Take care, and God bless. We'll see you again on Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Take care.